don't break bad news by yourself. Because you never know when someone is going to go bad crazy all over your ass. It's Breaking Bad News.
It's Chris in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams, bringing some bad news. Not a fun place to be.
No, it never is. But, you know, we can make things easier for you.
We can.
You know? Like, you need somebody to help you along to break some bad news, and that's why you should just call us.
Yep. We offer our services. They are for free. We are your wing women.
We are.
And we got our girl Vanessa on the phone. Good morning, Vanessa. How are you?
Hi, good morning. How are you?
Oh, we're good, girl. How are you? What's going on?
I'm calling about my boyfriend, Sean.
Mm-hmm.
So he just bought a house, like, cash. It was very impressive.
Oh.
He's working,
oh, wow.
You know, yeah, he's working hard for a long time, and I'm truly so happy for him. And we decided we were going to move in together, yeah. And that was really great and really exciting and big. But he just told me last week that he wants me to pay rent once we move in.
Mm.
So and it's way more expensive than my current apartment.
Okay.
Oh.
So your man, wait a minute. He just purchased a house.
Yeah.
Cash.
Yeah.
And then is saying to you, even though this is all taken care of, I still want you to move on in with me.
Yeah.
Leave where you're comfortable. And then he's expecting you to pay. Is he asking you to pay even more than you typically pay?
Yeah.
Well, that ain't
right.
What's going on with that?
You know, I'm not 1,000% positive. It's been like a weird conversation. It's put just like, I don't know, a lot of tension and strain. And like, I don't know, normally we talk every day and I've been like a little bit avoiding his phone calls. It's just been a lot of stress and I don't want to have this stress about it anymore.
Well, we don't like that.
No.
Listen, if you want me to move in with you because I'm fabulous, I know this,
right.
Then you're going to pay for my bills then.
Well, why am I paying rent?
Well, I don't mean that, but yeah.
Well, yeah.
Especially with rent. You would be like, hey, you could say, hey, how much could you offer?
Or like take a bill.
Or right. Or you pay the groceries. But
right.
I just paid this house. There's no mortgage. Just, like, why? There's no mortgage.
Right. I'm moving in with you.
Yeah.
Ooh, that sounds shady, girl.
That does.
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't feel great.
All right, well, we get it. So listen, we're going to play a song, and then when we get back, we're going to help you break the bad news. So what are you going to break the bad news, saying, hey, you're not moving in?
I think it's going to be I'm not moving in if we're going to keep the current rent arrangement.
Sure.
Okay.
Will you be willing, though, to pay what you were paying, though, at your old place, or do you just think this is too weird?
I mean, I guess it's a conversation. I think more than anything, I just want to know why he wants me to pay rent because it makes me feel like a roommate, not a partner.
For sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's not wait.
Right.
When we come back, we'll play a song and then we will help you break the bad news to Sean, your boyfriend who just purchased a house all in cash, but is expecting you to pay the rent that he wants you to, which is more than you pay right now. So we'll figure that out. Coming up next with Chris in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams.
Let us help you break bad news. Because let's face it, you never know when another person is going to go bat cray all over your ass. We'll take care of you. It's Breaking Bad News.
It's Chris in the Morning Rush, 93.1 Jams. We've got our girl Vanessa on the phone, honey. She needs to break some bad news to her boyfriend, Sean.
Yeah, so her boyfriend bought a house in cash. They plan on moving in together, but he's asking her to pay rent.
Mm.
Like even more rent than her current apartment. Which
weird.
It's just weird to me that he's even asking her to pay rent.
Well, right. And who has money to pay for a house in cash these days?
I don't know.
You got a good job.
Well, he got something.
Or you come from something.
Yeah.
All right. So, Vanessa, girl, this is what we're going to do. We're going to mute our line. You'll be able to hear us in your phone. But then when you call Sean, he won't be able to hear us until we chime in, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
All right, girl.
Oh, you're welcome.
Good luck.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hey, babe. How are you?
Hey, what's up? How you doing?
Good. I'm doing good. I'm sorry I missed your call earlier.
That's
just
thought
you have time.
Yeah. Sure. Of course.
Okay. So I was calling. I know that I haven't really wanted to talk about it recently, but I just thought we could maybe chat about the move.
Mm. Get it, girl.
I'm not super comfortable with paying $1,200 $1,000 to you in rent.
Why is that?
Oh, what?
I mean, what do you mean, why is that? It makes me feel like I'm your roommate.
Oh, sweetheart, you're not my roommate.
Well, it feels like that.
I just paid $280,000 for this house, cash.
Yeah, I know. And
there's still going to be bills, you know? There's going to be electric, there's going to be gas, there's going to be cable, there's going to be food, there's going to be, you know, things that come up that nobody anticipates. I mean,
that is true.
I mean, sure, absolutely. But, I mean, like $1,200 for what? The internet bill? That feels insane.
You know what a mortgage would be on a $280,000 house?
Well, but the point is you don't have a mortgage.
Ooh, that's true,
yeah, but I also don't have the $280,000.
Mm. Okay, well, you decided to buy a house. We could have rented something together. You know what I mean? Like, you didn't have to buy a house.
Here, let's chime
in.
Hi, good morning. Is this Sean?
Are we having this?
Ooh, is this Sean?
Hey, Sean.
Sean.
Hi.
Hi, is this Sean?
Yeah.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Hi. Hey, Sean, this is friends of your girlfriend, Vanessa, from Chris in the Morning Rush on 931 Jams. We're just calling because I know he's like, we're just here as her wing women, and it's true. Yep. She was just letting you in on this fabulous new house that you got. So congratulations. And
yes,
you're able to pay it in cash.
I know.
To the app.
That's an accomplishment.
Here's the thing, though. When you invite someone, of course, you know, to move in with you, which is really sweet. You must love her a ton. But don't you think asking her to give you money that is more out of her means of being able to financially even support herself by herself is a lot to be asking her for?
I mean, we can talk about the amount, but I don't think that it should be a scot-free living accommodation thing. You know, it's
sure.
I'm not asking for a scot-free living situation. We're talking about starting a family. So what, when we have kids, I'm going to be paying you rent?
I mean, yeah.
Oh.
Okay. Well, you know, maybe it's not a problem. Maybe I'll just stay where I'm at.
Whoa.
Wow. Well, I mean,
are we really going to have this conversation on the radio?
Well, I don't know. You won't have this conversation any other time.
Ooh. Oh, snap. Well, it is happening. It is on the radio.
Yeah, it is. And we're here to help.
Yeah, we're not helping her.
No,
yeah,
we're not.
I'm not comfortable. I'm not doing this. I'm going to talk to you at home.
Okay. Oh. No, don't hang up.
Oh. You know what, girl? Just let him. He is obviously upset. It's
right.
All good. You can still keep on talking to us.
Yeah, you can.
I mean, this is so frustrating.
Well, listen, I honestly, with Tracy and I, you know, you got to do what's good for you.
Right.
And if you can't afford it.
I mean, would you
be... Oh, there he goes.
Did he click?
He just hung up on us.
Oh, my God.
Dang, girl. Ooh. He mad.
I think that's the...
Oh, my God. Oh. Are you still there, love?
Yes.
Oh, that's so funny.
Oh, that was great.
Yes, I love that.
That was great.
Well, obviously he hung up on us. So don't worry, girl. You keep doing your thing.
Yeah.
And if he has a problem with it, don't worry. We've got some random people that can move in with him that have no money at all.
Right.
Who are leechers.
I just wish he could have negotiated the price down at least.
No, he don't have time for that.
Mm-mm.
Wow. I mean, that's his thing.
That's his thing.
I don't know if we've had someone hang up on us
before. Crazy.
Yeah.
Krista in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams.